Back in 1996, the soccer mom was seen as a key swing vote. Charlie Rose got into it on PBS.
This year, pollsters and strategists think the working suburban mother of school-aged children is on the fence. How will the soccer moms vote, and what do they expect from their candidate?
Fast forward 20 years to today, and it looks like the gender gap is the big political story once again. Soccer is as popular as ever with kids, and soccer moms are back as a political force in Washington state. David Hyde has the story.
Outside the Pop Keeney Stadium up in Bothell, about a dozen kids have showed up to play soccer. There are dads and moms here, too. Soccer moms. Wait. Do women call themselves soccer mom in 2016? I asked one of the parents, Wen Hay.
Not in a political sense, but soccer moms, yes, because I am one.
But a couple decades ago, soccer mom was frequently used as a political term. Susan B. Casey is reportedly the first politician to call herself one. She ran for the Denver City Council back in 1995.
Soccer mom for city council was the first brochure. And then I finished with Soccer Mom with a PhD.
Soccer Mom sent the message to voters that Casey was just like everyone else with
cleats to pack in the morning if there was a practice after school and there were carpools to arrange or to do yourself. And you organized your workday and your evenings and your suppers around kids.
And in the 1996 election between President Bill Clinton and Senator Bob Dole, pollsters and campaigns zeroed in on soccer moms as swing voters. Historian Nicole Hemmer defines them this way.
Middle class, white, with young children, a little harried, a little stressed for time.
But why soccer moms? Pollster John Zogby told me it was the first time kids played more soccer than baseball or football. And pollsters weren't sure how the moms, these soccer moms, were going to vote.
For a time, they were fiscal conservatives and social liberals. Would they vote for Bill Clinton?
Yes, they would. The gender gap was big back in 1996. Nearly 60% of women voted for Bill Clinton here in Washington state. Fast forward to 2016. Are soccer moms still swing voters? Well, up in Bothell, Kim Milliken doesn't sound too undecided when it comes to the presidential race.
I don't know who I might be interested in voting for, but I'm definitely not voting for Trump.
What has he said in particular that didn't resonate with you?
Oh, many things. I don't need to elaborate. There's just lots of crazy out there right now.
Kathy Allen tells me that's a lot of what she's been hearing, too. She's a Seattle Democratic political consultant, and she runs focus groups with women here in Washington state. And one woman told her,
Donald Trump to me is the net sum of every man I've ever known that's actually done stuff to just screw me up.
And there's another problem for Donald Trump. Historian Nicole Hemmer put it this way.
The soccer mom used to be this white middle-class woman in 1996. These days, the soccer mom is much more likely to be Latino. She might be African-American. She might be Asian-American.
On the edge of a sports field at the international school in Bellevue, Fazia Kamrali is on the sidelines with a bunch of parents. And they're really anxious because they're watching their girls at soccer tryouts. Kamrali moved here from Vancouver, Canada, a number of years ago, but now she's a U.S. citizen.
I will not vote for Donald Trump, just being a minority and having heard the comments he's made about minorities. It's a complete turnoff for me.
So maybe when it comes to Donald Trump, soccer moms aren't exactly swing voters. But Kathy Allen says the soccer mom is back this year in Washington state. She says they will make a difference on two state initiatives that are likely to be on your fall ballot. Both of them could affect your bank account. Initiative 1433, which would raise the state minimum wage, and Sound Transit 3, the light rail and bus expansion plan.
One of the largest bills we've ever been asked to pay. All these fiscal issues, women are inclined to be voting for. Our soccer moms are very definitely compassionate. But when it comes to fiscal, and am I willing to raise rates, they pause.
Christine Coyne, one of the moms over in Bellevue, doesn't sound enthusiastic at all about Sound Transit 3.
I think it's a great idea. I'm just not sure if it's money well spent right here, right now. I'm just not sure it'll be used as much as it could be. I don't think it'll be as popular as they want it to be.
But Stacey Lenderman thinks Sound Transit 3 could make life easier for soccer moms.
Expand it. That's fine. If I can drive less, that's good. I've got 10 kids in my car that need to get somewhere fast. If we could make that easier, it's all good.
The proposed Sound Transit 3 initiative has a $50 billion price tag, and it's likely it will be on your November ballot. The first Sound Transit ballot measure passed back in 1996, the same year that soccer moms became a recognized force in American politics. I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.
And just a reminder, primary day here in Washington is next Tuesday, May 24th.